today I'm finally listening to episode number 924, One in Three Will Fall. I mean, Higher Than Our Ways. I've been waiting to listen to this episode ever since Christmas Bells, but I've only listened to Christmas Bells once, I think. So here we go, let's start the episode.
Hi, this is Chris. Because of the mature themes explored in this episode, it might be a good idea to invite Mom or Dad to join you in today's adventure in Odyssey.
Oh boy, this is going to be a serious episode.
Come in.
Oh, good. I was afraid you had fallen asleep already, Olivia.
No.
Okay, we knew Olivia would be
in
it.
Prayer time.
I appreciate the effort you put into this.
We haven't heard about Camilla in a while.
Guess we'd better get to the list or we'll be up all night.
Great. I'll start. No, the dove had to be symbolic of something.
Well, why can't it just be a dove, Olivia?
Because doves are always symbolic of freedom or innocence or something.
Well, they are often symbolic.
If they weren't, they'd just use another bird, like a pigeon.
But our principal got a call late last night. An anonymous donor
$1,500
needed. So it looks like we're all going to Snow Mountain.
Okay. This is sounding like an interesting episode. Guess we'll see how it goes.
Hi, Zoe. Hey, Olivia.
Hey, Jason.
It gets kind of boring hanging around all day with things that are 150 years old, you know?
Yeah.
Antiques.
That and is. Jillian.
My dad.
We got that. Yeah.
Just making sure.
Ooh, is there any way to practice for skiing? I don't want to fall the whole time.
Well, we could watch some instructional videos.
Does that include Emily Jones?
Yeah, I saw her at lunch today.
Oh,
she's
he's
excited.
Thinking about...
Why?
Really, great.
Oh, yep. He's thinking about what Wilson said.
Yes, almost an audible voice. I thought I actually heard the voice
Wilson?
Say... Did you hear that? Yeah, your coffee's ready. Oh, right. Of course. Why? Did something happen with any of them?
This feels a
well,
bit like the
Zoe and
Blackguard
Olivia came into
episodes,
Wits End yesterday.
Like Darkness
they mentioned
Before
that
Dawn
they're going
something.
On a ski trip. Both of them. And Emily, too. I'm volunteering to chaperone that trip.
Okay, there, we've got the answer. Emily is in middle school for sure. She's still in middle school.
Are you done skiing for the day?
Oh, no, we are just getting started.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you really shouldn't be looking for challenges at your age. I mean, challenges are... you should really be looking for hot chocolate. Yes.
I feel like there's a good balance of humor
hot chocolate
in this.
There. You know, in 16th century Spain, they treated liver disease with hot chocolate.
You think I have liver disease?
No. I hope not.
Is swelling feet a symptom of liver disease? So I guess we don't need the hot chocolate.
Actually, there are loads of benefits for drinking hot chocolate. The wonderful taste, the warmth it brings to your body, and it's nutritious. And have you seen Emily?
Yeah, she's with some friends.
Did you happen to see which slope she was going down?
I hope not.
She's been skiing before, so
no,
she
this
started
is much
out
younger.
On delirium dive.
I was just thinking I need to check on Emily's liver. The hot chocolate's right there. It just makes sense.
Okay, I think there's enough of this now. Enough of the hot chocolate jokes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I twisted my knee.
You twisted your... So you fell?
Yes.
You fell, but you're okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I worried for nothing. Sure, sure. And do you think...
What?
Uh-oh.
What?
Outside,
what's that sound?
Patrol's headed down the mountain.
Wow.
Oh.
That's like
cover art scene.
5 snowmobiles.
Something serious must have happened.
Someone must have had a bad accident.
Where's Emily? What happened, Rhonda?
There was an accident.
Who?
Mr. Norton.
What happened?
He died.
What? Okay. So, we thought this would happen, and then the not-so-literal fall will happen next.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
Okay, here we go into the final act. And so it seems like it's focusing on Olivia, so she's going to be the one who falls.
You don't believe in God, do you?
We already know this.
I'm not supposed to discuss such things with my students. It's a public school, Olivia.
I'd really like to know. I'd like to know how you feel about, well, not God. I just would like to hear your perspective. What if you started looking at it more closely, and you suddenly began to question everything you thought you believed about gravity?
That's nuts. I'd never do that.
Okay, so she started to question.
I didn't think I ever would either.
What are you talking about?
Oh.
Zoe thinks she's questioning gravity still.
He's here.
Okay. I'm going to pray for you. Is that okay?
Sure.
And when you're ready to pray again, you'll let me know?
Yep.
All right.
I don't think she has to ask permission to pray for her, but I guess
Good
it was
night,
nice
honey.
To let her know.
Good night, Mom.
That she's praying for.
And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay, I liked that episode. It was a pretty heavy episode, so I do think that the warning at the beginning was good to have. And I look forward to seeing what happens next. I'm hoping there will be more about it in this album, but I heard that it will be continued in the next album, so album 72. So it won't be in here, but, well, there could still be more continuation in some of the episodes. We don't know much about the rest of the episodes in this album, but there could still be some continuation in those, and then more continuation in album 72. I don't know. I think that's all I've got to say for now. I'm going to stop the recording now. Oh, and see you next time for the next episode.
I don't want to fall the whole time.
I don't want to fall the whole time.
Ball.
I don't want to fall the whole time.
I don't
want to
fall the whole time.
I don't want to fall the whole time.
Ball.
I don't want to fall.
Ball.